All right, inmate. Quiet down. You're being brought in for an ongoing investigation, of which you are a prime suspect. Sure, sure. Innocent, of course. I don't care. You're under arrest by me, and subsequently, you are under my control. Now shut up and sit down. These cuffs should hold you in place in that chair. Don't bother trying to break out of them. It won't happen. Reinforced steel. Unbreakable. And only I have the keys. All right, calm down. All you have to do is answer a few questions, and we'll see about reducing your proposed sentence. A lawyer? Really? You've already got 2 counts of burglary on your record. You really want to push me? I didn't think so. Now, just take a deep breath. It's just you and me here in this office. No need to be cagey. I just want some answers. Where were you the night of the 11th of this month? You don't remember, huh? I see. What's that? Oh, I'm just making sure that the door to my office is locked. Why? Because I don't want anyone walking in on what's going to happen next. Oh, yeah. So where were we? Oh, yes. Now, let me ask again. Slower this time, because apparently it's hard for you to follow a normal speed of speech. Where were you the night of the 11th of November? Before you answer, you should know that your friend that we arrested earlier had you placed in a very specific location on that date. Yeah, he squealed before the cuffs were fully around his wrists. Told us all about your plans for the robbery. The more you wait, the more you deny. The more you're implicating yourself for a much worse crime. Trust me, every second that passes extends your sentence. Don't look so sad. These were choices you made, correct? Might as well be a man and own up to them instead of denying everything like a little bitch. Oh, you don't like that, do you? Me questioning your masculinity as you sit there chained to the chair, knowing that I could do anything to you and you'd be powerless to stop me? Go on and struggle against those cuffs, tough guy. It's fruitless, but oh so funny to watch. Are you finished? Ah, so you do remember where you were. Funny how memories can come flooding back like that. So convenient. All right, let's get on with your statement. Uh-huh. Okay. Right. Was that before or after? Oh, okay, right. All right. Well, that'll do just fine. Thanks for your confession, inmate. Am I going to take you back to your cell? No. Not just quite yet. Why? Because you really made me work for that confession. More than I should have had to for something so pedestrian. You got me worked up. You got my blood boiling. Slapping you only served to make it worse, and you're going to do something about it. First, I'm going to take my hair down out of this bun and shake it free. It's been giving me a headache wearing it so tight all day. Much better. I'm sure you'd like to be a bit more comfortable as well, wouldn't you? Such a shame you'll have to continue sitting there, your hands chained to the chair at your side. You'll just have to sit there watching me as I unbutton my blouse slowly, the buttons popping gently as I work my way down my torso. The air on my bared skin feels so good. It's so warm in this outfit. I'm just going to shrug this blouse off and place it on my desk behind me. Very observant, inmate. No, I didn't wear a bra today. I decided to forego it. Wanted to feel more free. Enjoy the way my breast bounced under my shirt like a dirty little secret only I knew about. Oh, now you're talkative, are you? Played the strong, silent type for so long, and now that a woman's before you, half naked, now you feel like chatting? Is it nerves, inmate? I suggest you shut up. Your rambling is ruining it. I can see you're already hard as a rock through your pants. Fuck, that cock looks good. It must be so frustrating sitting there, your cock pulsing as I lean against my desk, my tits on display and my long legs parting slightly under this skirt, unable to do anything because you're under my control. What am I going to do with you? Isn't it obvious? First, I'm going to walk over to you and touch that delightful-looking cock through your pants. So warm through the fabric. It's been a while since you've been with a woman, hasn't it, inmate? No conjugal visits here. I can feel it growing in my hand, so desperate for me to continue to stroke it. I can see you clenching your jaw, trying not to let the little sounds of pleasure escape your mouth. I'm going to stand between your legs and lean over you so you can see my heavy tits hanging inches from your mouth. So close, I can hear your labored breathing against them. But just when you think I'm going to let your lips wrap around one erect nipple, I'm going to pull back and slide your pants off. Because we're doing this my way. The outline in your pants didn't lie. Which is good, because I, for one, love to suck cock. Especially a cock this thick and delicious looking. Now, I'm going to nestle myself between your thighs. Be sure not to move them too much, or I'll have to blow this whistle. If they catch you in this position, I'll make sure that you get a life sentence. Do you hear me? I have friends in very high places. Understood? Good. First, I'm going to slowly lick my way up your cock, from base to tip. Most women like to dive right in, but I find it much more fun to extend the tease. Have the men moaning and groaning and begging for more. You're not going to beg me for anything. We'll see. I'm going to slowly kiss my way over the head of your cock, licking the outer head delicately with my tongue. I feel you twitching at that. What if I do this? Oh, that was quite a loud groan. Now, you're going to have to be quiet, or I'll have to stop, inmate. There are no conjugal visits where you're going, so I suggest you listen to what I say. Can you feel the heat of my wet mouth at the head of your cock now? What about the delicate touch of my fingers around the base of your shaft? Oh, your eyes are shut tightly now. You don't want me to know how much you're enjoying this, but I'm ordering you to open them. Ordering you to look down at me, keeping your gaze locked on mine as I swallow your cock. Good. Keep watching me as I open wider, taking in the expanse of your member into my mouth. You feel so good slipping over my tongue, your throbbing cock moving further and further down my throat. Don't worry, I can take it. And as I take it, I'm going to stroke you. That feels good, doesn't it? Those sounds you're making are getting me so fucking wet. Keep going, louder. But then I think I'm gonna stop. Oh, you said you wouldn't be begging, remember? This isn't about you, inmate. It's about me and what I want. Now, I'm just gonna lower myself onto your lap. My legs on either side of you in the chair, and you're going to sit there. You have no choice. You're my little fuck toy. Good boy. Oh, that riles you. You're not a boy. You're a man. Then prove it. Yes, just like that. Slide your gorgeous cock harshly into my pussy. Fuck, you feel me so nicely. So perfectly. Yes, this works perfectly. I'm just going to, oh yes, keep sliding it in and out like that, just like that, slow and, oh fuck, oh god, you are good with your cock, keep thrusting it into me, make my body jump at every push of your pelvis against mine. Bury your face in my tits. Suck and taste all you want. Oh, yes. Keep going. Don't slow down. I'm just gonna keep rocking my hips against you. Fuck. My pussy is so wet. What was that? Oh, you could. I don't think you could get me wetter than this. Show me how. Uncuff you? Are you insane? So you can make a run for it? A promise from a felon? Yeah, right. Well, I suppose that is true. If there's any funny business, I'm going to scream. I'm going to tell them that you broke free of your restraints and were assaulting me. Understood? I cannot believe I'm doing this. Ugh, but you feel so fucking good. God, your muscles, your arms, your form towering over me. You look so goddamn good. Just the sight of you there is drenching my panties. Pick me up and fuck me against the desk. Now. Yes. Just like that. Yes. Just pull up my skirt. Rip off my panties. I don't care. Just fuck me from behind. Now. Ugh. What are you doing with those cuffs? Inmate, I swear, I'll... You fucker! Unlock these at once! I'll not be handcuffed to the legs of my desk, my body on display. Unlock them immediately, and if you're lucky, I won't have your entire family sent to the electric chair for this little stunt. What do you mean, not until you've had your turn?
Step away, inmate. I mean it, or I'll scream.
I sure will. He...
You asshole, let go of me.
Yes, I promise not to scream.
You piece of shit. I'm going to ruin your entire fucking life.
I don't believe that you'll uncuff me after this. I think you're going to make a run for it.
Your smirk tells me all I need to know. I'm going to... Fuck. No, let go of my hips. No. You don't... No. No. You need to stop. Fuck. You can't keep palming my tits as you fuck me. Pulling me into you. This isn't right. You're my prisoner. Fuck. Stop. Stop teasing my nipples like that. Rolling them between your fingertips as your cock slides deeper and deeper into me. Oh, God, yes. You feel so good. Our body is warm and slick with sweat. I shouldn't want more, but I do. Fuck. Fuck me hard against this desk. Don't stop. Yes. Slide your hands all over my body. Touch and tug and caress every inch of me you want. I want it.
What?
I'll never say that. Don't stop. Put your cock back in me. Don't take your hands off my body, inmate. That's an order. No, I won't say it. Please, sir, fuck me. Fuck me like the dirty little slut I am. Yes, yes. I'm so wet for you. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Your cock feels so good. Keep going. Please don't stop. Fuck. Yes. Wrap your hands in my hair. Jerk my head back. I don't care. Just don't stop thrusting in and out of my pussy like that. You feel so good. I need your cock. I need more of it. Yes, I like being handcuffed. Yes, I like being under your control. Ugh. Fuck. Yes, I want more. Yes. 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 I want more, sir. More of your cock. Yes. Yes. Keep going. Please. Please don't stop. Please let me come. Please. Oh, please. Don't stop fucking me. Wait. Wait a second. Where do you think you're going? Put down my whistle. You are not just going to slip out that window and leave me here, naked and chained to the desk. Just like I know you're not going to blow that whistle right before you leave. You're too weak. You never have the guts. I thought so.